Now, of course, the most interesting part of what happened in yesterday's game yesterday had nothing to do with actual game time. This took place before the game. You wonder how Jimbo Fisher can form a team of such coherent strength, dedication, refusal to quit, and just unbound determination. Maybe he's able to do that by speaking to them in pregame speeches in some language that I am not familiar with. Here's Jimbo Fisher before the game.
Get open, catch the ball. Great, go ahead. Red zone. Great red zone offense. Touchdown, score, team, not field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Control the line of scrimmage. Physical. Mm. Be clean down there. We thought. Things will be run tighter. Throw them tighter. Run your routes right. Stick them in hole. Block. Run over two people. Do what you got to do.
Some tighter.
And more important than anything, every possession. Every possession. Every possession. Lock into what you do, guys.
Loud noises.
One play at a time. One situation at a time. Florida State football. Hey, you're a football player.
He's a football player.
No matter what, keep chopping. Keep chopping, baby. Keep chopping. That tree will fall. Keep chopping.
Oh, keep chopping. Okay. I was like, who's
Keith?
Yeah,
the last part.
Who's Keith Maupin?
The last part, I mean, they're talking about chopping trees.
Okay. All right. Well, see, that makes more sense. I don't know what language 75% of that speech took place in.
Oh, you don't? I'll tell you.
It's
football cliche.
It was essentially a cliche speech, was it not?
Yeah.
Like, I was able to pick out every other word. Like, I was able to pick out red zone.
Get the first down. Something about first down.
Yeah. And then you got to throw it. There was something in there about throwing it. So, get out, run to the goal line, throw it.
I did hear, are you a football player?
Yeah.
Which he's asking now. Wow.
It's a little late in the game, Jimbo. It's a little late in the game for that. And his team seemed to have the appropriate response. So whatever language Jimbo Fisher is speaking,
which was what? Do you know what
Jimboese?
Yeah, do you know what the response was?
I don't think they know. I just think they know that this is the point in time which you're supposed to grunt something of manliness. And if you don't grunt something of manliness, you could be in trouble. So I think the team was merely he just served it up there, stopped speaking, and ended whatever his last word was in whatever language that was, he ended it in some kind of upward inflection, which causes people to want to respond. So whatever that grunt of approval was, that's just how the team is taught to respond to their head coach.
See, I think there's one senior who knows exactly everything he says, and the rest of the team is just like, we're just following what this guy's doing.
Do you think that he's like off to the side? Like, you know, like in those presidential addresses, you have the sign language guy, and he's just kind of signing off to the side as the president or whoever is speaking, and that's basically what was going on there, that the senior is off to the side, and he's like, say something now. Like, he's got the card. Like you know, the Oprah show used to have the card. Applause now. Clap. Scream, yeah,
like
the
grunt.
There's somebody over there trying to help them out. So that was, and you could hear he's losing his voice. That was the pregame speech, and he had already lost his voice. So yeah,
he gets hyped.
Bad things for the pipes for Jimbo there. And you cut out another speech to compare this to, did you not, Producer Ron? Who else did you have in the office?
I have Academy Award winning.
You had now this was the speech the Texas Longhorns got from someone who I think is familiar with the language of English.
And voice is very recognizable.
Exactly.
Notre Dame, who handed it to you last year, coming in your house Sunday night, 6:30, right here, Austin, Texas, Darrell K. Royal Memorial Stadium. Whole world's watching. Let it rip, man. Let it rip. You got one time. You got one time. You can only do one in a row. You got one game right now, and that's Sunday. You can't play game two, game three, game four. You can't get to the end of the season. One in a row can start for you Sunday night.
This is the King's English right
here. So don't come out of Sunday night going, oh, man, if I would have, wish I would have, could have, if I was only a little bit quicker, man, I was kind of scared. Let it rip. Get your mindset right now of how great of an opportunity you got Sunday night. Show up, man. Worst thing you could do is have one hesitation and not be ready mentally Sunday night that you will regret for the rest of your life.
I feel a We Are Marshall thing coming on right now.
Get your mind right now.
All right, all right, all right. There, as you guessed it, probably there's Matthew McConaughey in his speech to the Texas Longhorns.
Let her rip.
There you go. Let her rip. All right, all right. There he is. And that was completely unscripted, by the way. So there you go. Why can't Jimbo just do that? Just hire somebody, dude. Is there no famous actor out there who loves Florida State? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
No.
Come on. I'll find someone who went to Florida State.
You're going to actually look for someone?
Not who graduated, because I don't think McConaughey graduated from Texas. I know he went there.
Yeah. No.
So we got to find someone who attended Florida State and then found greener pastures.
He's what they refer to as a sidewalk alum.